Harriet Tubman and the Underground Railroad by
Leo,
Willa,
Margaret,
Ben,
and Paul.
Slavery was at an all-time high in the 1840s, and slaves were tired of being pushed around.
Slaves escaped in the night, heading north for the Canadian border.
This movement is known as the Underground Railroad, led by Harriet Tubman, an escaped slave herself. But how did it happen, and how did this push society towards eventually banning slavery? From 1810 to 1850, 100,000 slaves escaped the oppressive culture of the South.
Many of them left through the Underground Railroad by the leadership of Harriet Tubman.
The Underground Railroad was a network of people who led escaped slaves to the northern slavery-free states via a network of trails called Freedom Trails. In Canada, escaped slaves could not legally be retrieved.
The railroad network went from the Deep South, Georgia and Alabama, into the North and Canada.
Many slaves left to Canada because they could not legally be brought back and punished, but were still secretly taken back.
In 1808, the USA outlaws the slave trade, but smuggling still continues. In 1849, Harriet Tubman escapes and moves to Canada.
Around the same time, the U.S. adopts the Fugitive Slave Act in order to recapture and punish escaped slaves. The Fugitive Slave Act puts penalties and punishments on said slaves. In 1850, it was passed. In 1861, the Civil War began, and in 1865, when the war ended, slavery was abolished.
I was born into slavery and beaten severely. I left my family in 1849 to help others escape the torture that we have endured.
I'm a plantation owner from Georgia, and every day I hear news of slaves leaving. I can't believe that with the life we have given them for free, they think leaving is the way to repay us. It'll destroy our economy.
I'm from New York, and I feel bad for those slaves and their owners. The poor slaves are beaten to death, and the owners are left with little money and no livelihood.
The railroad had many ways of communicating and countless hidden pathways.
I pick up slaves along the trail. We travel at night to avoid detection. We use quilts, words, songs, and symbols to communicate locations and threats to our safety.
The Underground Railroad severely impacted the South because their economy depended on slave labor.
My plantation's falling apart, and my sales are plummeting. Soon, I will run out of money.
When I escaped, I was led by Harriet Tubman in a group of five, memorizing all the codes we needed to communicate.
Most slaves had terrible, abusive owners.
My owner would beat me as I came back from the fields, and even with the Fugitive Slave Act, I had no choice but to escape.
Slaves were unable to live the way masters wanted, and the masters were unwilling to change their ways, which gave way to the Underground Railroad.